gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road. Welcome to the Viral Report. I'm Lamar. All right, so I hope you all are doing really well, because the comedy world is not doing so well right now, because today the comedy world received some shockingly sad news about one of its own, and it's about comedian and actor AJ Johnson, aka Anthony Johnson, who has passed away at the age of 55. Now, AJ Johnson is best known for his roles in these 90s movies: Friday, I Got the Hookup, House Party, The Players Club, Menace to Society, and so many more. You know, his death was confirmed by his agent, Lania Bell, and the County Medical Examiner's Office. AJ Johnson's nephew recently revealed his body was found lifeless in a store earlier this month in Los Angeles, California, and he was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead on September 6th. But his death was not announced until today, September 20th. No cause of death has been determined at this time. AJ Johnson was born in 1965 in Compton, California. He got his start in acting by being inspired by his dad, Eddie Smith, who was a stuntman who worked with the greats like Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, and so many other stars. His dad helped him get his start in the industry by getting him involved in work behind the scenes at an early age. And AJ Johnson once said his father told him whenever he's on camera to always stand out, to do something on camera to make people remember him. And boy, did AJ Johnson do that well. You know, man, I just can't believe this man is gone. Like, you know, he was such a very funny person, and he was a big part of my childhood growing up in movies and stuff, you know? He was definitely a real comedian in his stand-up segments, as well as his movies. My favorite AJ Johnson role is him as Blue in the movie I Got the Hookup with the 90s rapper Master P. Now, if you're unfamiliar with AJ Johnson's work, let's take a look at some of his past roles.
Eddie.
Smokey, what the hell you doing back here?
Hey, nothing, man. Hey, I'm fixing something. Hey, just stay over there.
But I thought you wanted me to wash your car.
Hey, man, wash it later. Stay over there.
Smokey, you know I ain't the smartest man in the world, but from over here, it look like you taking a shit.
Ezell, get the hell out of my back.
Oh, look, and the Smokey, you been eating corn, huh?
Well, get the hell out of my back. All right, man.
All right, man, but look, between me and you, man, when you're done, I'll clean all that shit up for you for $2.
Ugh. Hey, Ezell.
What?
You better not tell nobody, man.
Man, I'm not, man.
Keep it on down low.
All right, I'm not like that. Let's keep it down, bro. Dollar. Hey, Smokey back here taking a shit.
Ezell.
Well, I ain't gonna tell nobody else. La, 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 la.
What's up, good TK?
What's up, baby? No bullshit. Me hating this goddamn job. The fuck are you staying at, Kunta?
You punk bitch.
Man, you know what? You better ride up out of here with that bullshit.
You know something? You the only nigga I know named after a breath mint, but you still smell like shit.
Shit, don't say no word with S's.
Fuck you too, you perpetrating ass nigga.
Get some water, man.
I'm good.
You need something. Shit, go drink some more motor oil, you black bastard. You just mad because they motherfucking repoed your ass from Africa. How the fuck you get kicked out of Africa?
And keep thinking you're doing something. Walk around with this fake ass chain, fucked up ass watch, and I seen your broke ass name on the list in the back too. You have one last car payment left. And since you missed that shit, I'm repoing your shit, motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you too, you perpetrating ass nigga.
Come on, man, let's go handle this with Mr. Henderson.
Give me a minute.
Yeah. And text me later on too, and remind me to kick the shit out your ass after work. You punk bitch. Work on a long ass shirt. Look like a fucking dress. And the buttons on the left hand side too. That means it's a fucking blouse. You bitch ass nigga. Fuck you.
Fuck you, you black ass African. Big ass space between your goddamn teeth. Like one teeth is Crips and the other one Pirus. They don't get along. Your dirty ass. You the blackest, dirty, bummiest motherfucker in Africa. Look, I'm a rich, broke nigga. Two-way, what you want me to beat on some drums?
Oh, I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest in the world.
You the greatest. Don't nobody give a fuck about you, Ali.
Motherfucker, enough is enough. T is not here to save you. Now is the time. Put your shit up, bitch.
Oh, you want to get out?
Put your hands up. Put it up.
You ain't saying shit, partner. What? What the fuck are you doing?
Want to fight me? Yeah, hold on, man. Keep it up, man. Get out of here. Where you come from?
What the fuck are you doing?
Die.
What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, yo, look here. Shenanay. Girl, what's taking you so long? You better get on back in here and make me my ham sandwich.
The Fonz. Now, you don't have to be embarrassing me like that in front of our friends. Now, if you don't know how to hold your liquor, you shouldn't be drinking.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
You work around? Give me some of this 40, boy.
Somebody better give us back our motherfucking money or you gonna get your motherfucking ass whooped.
That's right. Somebody gonna get their motherfucking ass whooped. Lou, how you gonna sell us this sad-ass
TV? Up here, you flying monkey bitches. Before I get out my bitch be gone spray and spray you. Bitch be gone. Bitch be gone. But I tell you what, if you can talk to your sister and give me some of that ass, maybe I'll give you a couple of dollars.
You ain't never gonna get none of this shit.
All I need is 5 pumps. Matter of fact, give me 4. I wouldn't even need that 50.
First of all, who you call my little punk bitch motherfucker? I got stretch marks bigger than you. Anyway, your grandma's a bitch!
Ha! Your breath smell like shit! Sitting there looking like Wesley when he did 2-1-2.
Well, I'm gonna be passing the 56 all up in your ass. You don't give us our money back.
That's not the name of the movie, bitch.
You's a dumb little short 2-inch bitch.
You talk about my height or your dick.
You should know about dick, don't worry.
Well, I should whip my dick out and put it up your ass so
can
you don't want a real dick.
Get your $5 ass down before I snatch your fucking weed by your stanky
ass. Get your little ass out of my motherfucker.
Bad business, dog.
Shut up, motherfucker.
Can't you see I'm trying to run a business around here, dog? Fuck this ugly bitch.
Business, bitch.
What's up, Carla, babe? Fuck you, Bubbles.
They put me in jail, man, for a ticket. They put me in a cell where brothers had like 50 and 60 years. I was in there for a ticket. That's 3 days time, sir. And it was 2 big buff brothers in there bothering everybody in the cell, too, except this one dude. They asked me, they said, man, what you in there for? He turned around, looked at him real slow. He said, look, now I done killed one motherfucker. And goddamn it, don't make me kill again, because I don't mind doing it. They left that motherfucker alone. I seen that shit. I said, damn, I got to do something, make my ticket sound like I done something bad. So they asked me, said, little man, what you in there for? I turned around, looked at him real slow. I said, look. Motherfucker. Now I done ran one stoplight. And goddammit, don't make me run again. And fellas, y'all gotta get y'all own shit and stop leeching off women. You know, now all women want niggas for is they money. I was talking to this girl at the club, she stopped me right in my tracks. Nigga, stop, hoe free, stop. Do you have money? I was like, what? Do you have bucks? Do you have your business, a bank account, a Benz, a Blazer? Nigga, do you got anything to start with a B? I was like, yeah, bitch, I got a bucket. I got a bunch of bad credit. Got a brand new bus pass. And women, y'all gotta stop lying about sex too. If you gonna do something, do it. Be proud. Don't do it and say you don't. If you gonna do it, be the best. Be all you can be. See, it's because women lie about oral sex. I heard this lady, no shit, say she wouldn't suck a man dick for $4 million. Ladies, every lady in here, clap if you'll suck a man dick for $4 million. Now, you know what? All y'all should be clapping because I know some of y'all probably sucking dick for a Happy Meal. I don't give a fuck if you with your wife, your girl, your friend. For $4 million, how many of y'all are sucking dick? A regular dick, not an A's or a VD dick. Clap if you'll suck a dick for $4 million. And if y'all said, yeah, cool. If y'all said no, y'all some lying motherfuckers. Because I'm not no faggot or no shit like that. But for $4 million, man, I'll suck the skin off a dick. A nigga got to give me another $150,000 just to stop.
You know, just sad. Some celebrities took to social media to pay their respect to AJ Johnson, and Ice Cube was one of them. He tweeted out, "Sad to wake up to the news about AJ Johnson passing away. Naturally funny dude who was straight out of Compton at the same time. Sorry I couldn't bring your character Azel back to the big screen in last Friday." It's moments like this in life that I'm very grateful that I wake up every day, and I'm humble that I woke up out of my sleep. You know, I'm humble that I made it home safely. There's so many people who don't get to make it home every day safely. There's so many people who don't wake up out of their sleep. There's so many people who are out here battling incurable diseases, but you wake up every day and you're fine. The only thing that you're dealing with is finances, maybe a job that you don't like, maybe a neighborhood that you don't like. But guess what? There's people who are in countries where they can't get out of. But everything I just mentioned, you can change. So always be grateful that you are alive, that you went out to eat today, but you didn't get food poisoning. When you don't know how many people across the country, across the globe, who receive food poisoning by eating out. Thank the Lord, thank, you know, the universe, the stardust, whomever you believe in. If you don't believe in something, I don't know what to tell you. But we only have one life, and we've got to cherish it, and we got to make the best of it. Just cherish your life. Life is precious. You are blessed and don't even know it. For you could have died at birth, but you didn't. By the Lord's grace and mercy, you didn't. So be thankful. Every day I wake up, I am humble. I'm humble when I wake up from a nap. AJ Johnson was here a few weeks ago in August until September 6th. He was here walking among us. But he dropped dead in a store. But what I do not want them saying is he died from C-19. They can keep that bull crap. We're losing a lot of greats here lately, y'all. You know, I mean, this is on the heels of Michael K. Williams. And then you had those three comedians that passed away. Fuquan Johnson and Enrico Colangeli. You know, I wonder if his death was drug related or was it of natural causes. To just be found lifeless in a store is just awful. Just awful. You know, and we really need to check up on our loved ones, our friends, our families, our colleagues, you know, especially our friends and family. We really don't know what people are going through. And I don't want to speculate on AJ's mind frame during this time. I mean, he hadn't posted anything on at least Instagram in several months. You know, a lot of people are going through it right now. AJ Johnson aside, a lot of people are going through it. A lot of people are still out of work. A lot of people are concerned about C-19, you know, these shots that they're trying to require to be mandatory, you know. So check up on your loved ones. And back to AJ Johnson, to be found lifeless in a store is just awful, you know. And on July 29th of 2009, it was reported that AJ Johnson suffered a heart attack at LaGuardia Airport in New York while on his way to a comedy show. You know, AJ Johnson later claimed that it was not a heart attack, but a panic attack. And maybe he just didn't want people to worry. But, you know, people took his word. He said it was a panic attack and not a heart attack. And, you know, that's what people went with. But who knows? I'm sure the doctors know from that time, you know. And especially with men, you know, we're quick to cover stuff up. No, it wasn't a heart attack. It was just a panic attack. What was he having a panic attack over? It's not like he was likely to have a panic attack about going on stage. I mean, he had been doing it for years. But I'm sure, you know, the cause of his death will be announced here in the near future. You know, in closing, what was your favorite AJ Johnson film or role? His last post on Instagram was May 21st of this year, promoting a comedy show he was involved in. AJ Johnson is survived by his wife, Lexis, his three children, his brother, Edward Smith, and his sister, Sheila. Rest in peace to AJ Johnson. His comedy shows and films will keep us just laughing for decades to come. My heart goes out to his family. So this is part of the video where I want to know, what do you think? Let me know your favorite AJ Johnson movie or role down below. I love you all for watching. I'll see that beautiful face in the next one. Peace. Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.